This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In the last few years, Georgia has released and then paid several prisoners who, it turned out, had been convicted of crimes they did not commit. Now the state legislature is trying to come up with a formula to determine how much wrongly convicted people should be paid for years they will never get back. A study committee has been working on it over the summer and will send a proposal to the full legislature when it gets back together in January. Columbus Democratic Representative Carolyn Hughley chairs the study committee. She is also the House Democratic Whip. Representative Hughley, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be with you today.
Is part of the push now to come up with a formula because DNA technology or even future advancements we don't even have right now could mean that even more people will be shown to have been wrongly convicted, and the state might be looking at paying out money to even more people?
Well, I guess that could be a consideration, but for me, the number one consideration is the fact that we've done several over the past few years, and each time we do one, it's different. It depends on who happens to be in the legislature, and in my mind, that is inherently unfair. And we just need to establish a procedure and a process where everyone who's similarly situated will be treated the same.
Well, right now we do have a board which decides these things. Why are we seeing discrepancies depending on an individual case?
Well, the board simply just says that the information moves forward to the legislature, and then the legislature has to actually develop a resolution. And the resolution is treated as any other bill. It goes through the House and the Senate. Any person in the General Assembly can make amendments to that. So that's why you're going to come out with different things. But the main thing is these citizens have been wrongfully convicted. We've taken years away from them that they will never get back with their families, their friends. And we need to come up with a way to, as best we can, compensate them without a lot of additional hoops that they have to go through.
Why don't we have a formula now?
Well, I think we just don't have one because we've not put forth the legislation to establish that. And that's what we're doing now.
What is the number you're looking at now per year?
The number we're looking at now is 50,000. And that's what the federal government has come up with, and that's what most states have.
Do you personally think that's enough?
There is no number that could possibly be enough. But we do have to live within budgetary constraints, and we do have to come up with a starting point for us.
There's a lot of political pressure on prosecutors at the local level to be tough on folks who are charged with crimes. So shouldn't the payments to those wrongly convicted be high enough to be an incentive for the state and the prosecutors to get it right when they prosecute someone as much as they can?
These are the outliers and not the norm. And so, we got to believe that most of our prosecutors want to find justice and they're not just doing their politics. But we do want to operate on the fact that when these instances occur, and they should be few and far between, we should have a process.
Is money enough, though? What about job placement assistance, for instance, or training or disability assistance, for instance, if someone gets sick while they're in prison?
As you say, job training is a factor. Educational opportunities would be a factor. I don't know how much of that we'll be able to do, but we are certainly going to consider some of those variables as we make our recommendations to the legislature.
Getting compensated is one thing, and having your record cleared is another. Is there anything that your proposal would do to help with that? Because that's one thing that stands in the way of a person getting a job.
You're absolutely right about that. Expungement is a problem, and that's one of the things that we're looking at. As a matter of fact, the last gentleman had to apply for his record to be expunged about three times before it actually went through. And what I would personally like to see is that when the judge overturns the conviction, they can automatically order the expungement and the person would not necessarily have to apply. But you're absolutely right. It's going to be hard enough if you've been incarcerated, let's say 10 years wrongfully, and you come out and you're looking for a job, it's hard enough trying to explain what you've been doing for the last 10 years to an employer.
Democratic State Representative Carolyn Hughley of Columbus is the House Democratic Whip. She also chairs a study committee on the compensation of people who have been wrongly convicted in Georgia. Representative Hughley, thanks so much, and we'll keep track of this once the legislature gets back together.
Thank you.